The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
If you have listened to this program for any length of time at all, I have certain little phrases that I use that illustrate principles that I really believe in. And one of them is the devil lives in the extremes. I really do believe that. If you take any topic, any subject, and take it to one extreme or another, you're going to find the influence of the devil himself. Any topic, any subject. Now, we who believe the Bible, we who believe that the Bible is inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, we're already called extremists. We're not. If you look at the history of the Christian church, we're pretty mainstream. But there are extremists who also believe the Bible, and they go to ridiculous extremes. And then, of course, the other extreme is, the Bible has some good things in it. There are portions that are inspiring, but infallible? No. All right. So I do believe that the devil lives in the extremes. Here is another example of that in South Africa. South Africa, for many years, operated under apartheid. It was an evil, unequal, prejudiced form of government ruled over primarily by white people. Now, you know that the continent of Africa was primarily black people, Africans. South Africa was different. Settlers, colonialists there set up government and so forth, and they established what has been known as an apartheid government. And the black folks, who are basically the indigenous people, were treated horribly in many cases. Not all cases, but in many cases they were. They were treated less than human. They certainly did not have equal rights. And there were several revolutions and so forth. And we can praise God that apartheid ended many years ago. And we can thank God for the sacrifices of the people who worked hard to bring apartheid to an end. And then there was a transition in the country and in the government. And sadly, South Africa has now gone to the opposite extreme. Now, the reason I bring that up, if you want to see where critical race theory leads, take a look at South Africa today. All right? And as always, don't believe me, do just a little bit of research. Jeff, I want to make sure that you post the article that begins South Africa, the first country built on critical race theory. It's out of a publication that I'm not really familiar with, and I rarely post things from things that I'm not familiar with. But from what I can tell, it is well written. And South Africa is literally imploding. South Africa is... Now, again, I want to make it clear. I do not and never have agreed with apartheid, primarily white rule and all the black people subservient. wrong, bad, evil. But under that unjust system, South Africa was an absolutely beautiful city. Now, again, you've got to understand, I am not in any way suggesting that apartheid was good or that it was good for the country. I'm just stating fact. South Africa was a beautiful, beautiful country. It is in the midst of a major implosion today. Unemployment and poverty is running wild. There is massive fraud in the government. And I mean, oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. Jeff just told me that he can't post it on Facebook because it violates community standards. What? All right, tell you what. If you want to read this article, send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, and I'll copy the link and send it to you. Facebook won't let us post it. Wow. That's crazy. Because what's being reported in this article is true. South Africa has gone from one terrible extreme to another terrible extreme. And I think they're both equally bad and counterproductive. The country of South Africa is experiencing at least 57 murders a day. Rioters are regularly plundering shops, shopping malls, and so forth. And they have become, instead of being anti-black, as apartheid was, they have become anti-white. And many people in South Africa say, now it is time for vengeance. Now it's time for payback on our white oppressors. Because if you remember, well, maybe you don't remember, maybe you don't know yet. Critical race theory is based on the theory that either you are the oppressed or you're the oppressor. And the determination is not what you believe or how you act or how you respond. It's based completely on the color of your skin. Critical race theory assumes if you are black, you are the oppressed. If you are white, you are the oppressor. Well, what if it is a poor white person living in a shack in Appalachia without indoor plumbing? Well, if you're white, you're the oppressor. What if you are a multi-million dollar black athlete, but you're black? Well, you're the oppressed. And this ideology is destroying South Africa. They have gone from one extreme, evil extreme, wrong extreme, to the other. And the reason I bring this up and the reason I want to post it, so far it's okay on Twitter, but Facebook won't let us post it. But again, if you don't do the Twitter thing, and you want a copy of this, send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, and just say, send me the South Africa article, and I'll copy the URL and send it to you, and you can read it yourself. South Africa has such critical infrastructure problems, unemployment, poverty, and incredible corruption in their government, because they have gone from one extreme to the other. Apartheid was wrong, and we should all be thankful that it's gone. But what they have pivoted to now is just as bad or worse. And I think the authors, I don't know that I agree with every single word in the article, but I think they make an excellent point. This is where critical race theory leads. When you make broad assumptions because of the color of someone's skin, that is absolutely the antithesis of what Martin Luther King Jr. and others desired.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, 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 I need to thank Gordon in our audience. Earlier today, I said I could not find in the mainstream media anything about the White House staff member contracting COVID, nor a person in Speaker Pelosi's office contracting COVID. I looked at most of the usual sources, couldn't find anything on CNN, but Gordon has sent me an article, a source from CNBC, and they did report it. So, Gordon, thank you. Evidently, CNBC did report it, and the headline, White House official and Pelosi staff member test positive for COVID. So, Gordon, thank you, because I couldn't find it. But I told you, if you had sent it to me, I would mention it. So, thank you. So, at least CNBC is at least reporting it. Good. All right. Thank you. All right. New poll from Rasmussen, or some people pronounce it Rasmussen, whether the country is going in the right direction or the wrong direction. This is from yesterday. Right direction or wrong track? Anybody want to guess what percentage? And again, this is a Rasmussen or Rasmussen report. On across the board, general population in America, do you think America is going in the right direction or the wrong direction? The percentage saying that they believe that America is going in the right direction, 39%. Yep. 39% margin of error, minus or plus two, with a 95% level of confidence from the folks at Rasmussen or Rasmussen. One of these days, I'm going to have to figure out which one is actually proper. Only 39% of Americans believe that we as a country are headed in the right direction. I think that people are beginning maybe to have buyer's remorse. You know what I'm talking about? You go out and you buy something and you're all excited about it. And then a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, maybe a month later, you're going, why in the world did I buy that? It's called buyer's remorse. Well, let's see. January, February, March, April, May, June, July. We're about 6 months into the Biden presidency, about halfway through the first year. The border crisis is much, 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 much worse than the day that President Biden was inaugurated. The economy is tanking. Inflation is exploding. I mean, people do have to put gas in their cars. They have to buy groceries at the grocery store. Almost everything is much more expensive in just 6 months. And, of course, the supporters of President Biden are going, well, it's COVID. why didn't all this happen under President Trump? I mean, the biggest part of COVID was under Trump, not Biden. I mean, under the Trump administration, they developed the vaccine and began distributing the vaccine. I mean, the height of the crisis was during Trump. By the time Biden was inaugurated, things were beginning to get better. Well, I think I'm almost positive that many people who voted for Joe Biden did not vote for Joe Biden. They voted against Donald Trump. I mean, the news media, and this is an established fact, folks. This is not conjecture on my part. I'm not guessing. This is a fact. Almost during the entire presidential administration of Donald Trump, the negative coverage in the news media was always around 90%. Now think about that. It always hung around 90% negative. Take a look at the Biden administration and the positive versus negative coverage in the press today. I don't know, this is off top of my head, but it's probably just about the opposite, 90% positive, 10% negative. So for almost 4 years, we were bombarded with he's bad, he's evil, he's this, he's that. And I think probably most people were not excited about a Joe Biden presidency, but they wanted to get rid of Trump. And so they didn't vote for Biden, they voted against Trump. And now they're beginning to realize what they got. Now, we're only 6 months in, but are race relations better? Nope, they're worse. Is the economy better? Nope, they're worse. Foreign relations with other countries? Yeah, well, they're certainly not better, and in some ways they're worse. The economy, better? No, it's worse. In almost every way that you can measure a presidential administration. Now, again, it's only 6 months, but things are worse than they were before. And so we have 38% of the American population saying, yeah, we're going in the right direction. The overwhelming majority, even Biden supporters are going, you know what? We're not going in the right direction. Yeah, I really do. I think there's a lot of buyer's remorse.